All right, guys. Welcome to our third podcast, Expand to the Cloud Brokerage. I have David Upchurch. He's been in the industry more than 20 years. He was with Keller Williams, Remax. He opened his own independence, and now he is with EXP. He took his whole team to the EXP, doing $60 million, already closed 150, looking to do 180. We have Kavita Soman here, been in the industry for more than 10 years. And she has, she was with Keller Williams from the very beginning. And then after that, she went to independence. And then she had a choice to go into, again, EXP too as well. We'll hear her story. Myself, Remy Denoa, been in the industry for more than 20 years as well. Was with Exit, Keller Williams, Century 21. Then opened my own independence. And then my team and I, we all switched into EXP. We have more than 20 agents now. And, you know, we really want to welcome Kavita today to really tell her story and why she made a good switch and what really happened and why she made the switch for her family, not just for herself, for her family, and what she's thinking, what's going to happen in the future too as well.
Yeah, and Kavita's a rock star, by the way.
Thank you, guys.
Kavita is a rock star.
She's been rocking it on the buyer side too as well. She's been going to a lot of conventions. I still remember one point that Kavita came in and she said, hey, this is the script, right? This is one of the best scripts I could see. And from that point on, she was taking like 3%, 3.5% from buyers, which was unheard of. And we were like, oh my God, what the hell is happening? But she's been great and a great teammate too as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
So let's get to know Kavita a little bit. So Kavita, tell us about your journey. Start with kind of in real estate. I mean, what brought you into real estate? And kind of where have you been up until right before you joined EXP?
Sure, absolutely. Well, first, thank you so much for having me on today, guys. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about my story. So I started out a little bit less than 10 years ago. I was working for a corporate company in New York City, really got tired of, you know, the whole 9-to-5 gig and wanted to do something on my own. And I was young. I was very young back then. So I just upped and quit my job without having a secondary plan whatsoever. Took a month off, didn't do anything, and was trying to figure out what to do. And I knew Remy personally. So he one day called me up and he said, look, I need some help organizing, which he always does. He still does. But he called me up. He's like, listen, I need some help organizing and getting, you know, things together. Why don't you come help me out and see how real estate is? I said, sure, why not? Let me give it a try. Came in the first day and I said, okay, no problem. I can do this. Second day, he got me on the phones, just calling his clients and talking to them. And you know, the third day, he's like, you need to get your license. Like, forget everything else. You need to get your license and start working with these clients. I said, okay. So after failing my exam, like 11 times, which I have a record of it, okay, finally got my license. And I started working with him full-time as an agent. And from day one, I've been very focused on buyers. And I haven't looked back since then. I've been doing real estate full-time since then. So that was my journey of real estate.
So it sounds like you were happy where you were.
Oh yeah.
And no really reason to make any change in your business. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I was happy in the career choice I had made in my life. You know, at 23, 24, you're just starting to figure out your life. And I was, you know, a lot of my friends, they were still starting out their careers and I was already on my second one at this point. And I was like, I'm not looking back. I'm not doing anything else but this. I want to keep this as my primary focus.
Yeah. So when EXP was introduced to you, obviously things were going really well for you in your career and you were happy where you were and you were, you know, it's easy to just stay status quo, right? It's easy. A lot of people will say, well, I'm happy where I am, which we're good. We're glad you're happy where you are. But what was it about EXP or what was it about what you were learning about it that made you want to get out of your comfort zone and join something revolutionary?
Well, for me, it was the long term. The long term, the thought that went behind it, which is, look, I'm 33. I have two kids. I don't want to be working for the rest of my life. bottom line, I want to be able to retire by the time I turn 40. My husband can work all he wants. I don't care. But I want to be able to retire or at least take a step back from working 6 days, 7 days a week and say, let me enjoy some time for myself, for my children. And when Rami initially approached, you know, when he spoke to me about EXP, he mentioned the opportunity it's going to bring with it. And one of the things that took me, that really took me in was the fact that I don't have to run after every buyer out there. You know, I can make my deals that I'm going to make, but I can generate a second revenue of income, which is get other buyer agents. I mean, I work with other agents that have joined our team. I've helped them with their careers, but now I can actually kind of take that and say, okay, maybe I'll make a little bit more off of, you know, the production that they're doing. And not let it affect their income whatsoever. Right. So that was the key that really helped, you know, kind of took me in. Like, hey, I can actually train people, help people out, number one, which, you know, I think is a big thing as a humanity. You want to be able to help others. We all want to do that.
And she said to me from the very beginning, she goes, Rami, I am not a recruiter. I said, you don't have to be. This is not about that. It's about actually approaching other individual and showing them the opportunity. And if you care about them, they'll go ahead and listen. And then, you know, if they see the light, if they see something, then obviously they will join. So you don't have to be what we call, quote unquote, hey, I have to go recruit. No, you don't have to recruit. You have to show the opportunity. You're dealing with agents every single day. Yeah. And she had And I think one point she goes, oh, wow, we have the same opportunity that you have. I'm like, absolutely. As a broker, you know, obviously, you know, I was up here getting all the rewards and, you know, some deals happen. Now you're going to reap the reward too as well when the deal closes. And if you introduce somebody to the company, guess what? You're going to get a little piece of it. And without the headaches, without the financial commitment, without having the brick and mortar, without the responsibility, but being there for that individual and showing them that, hey, listen, you know, this is a great opportunity. You at least look at it, because agents are always looking at new ways to do business and also new brokerages as well. So,
yeah.
You know, I was talking to someone the other day and I said, you know, when I go see a good movie or I go to a nice restaurant and I, you know, and I post it on Facebook or something, hey, I just saw this great movie, and people will, hey, what did you think about that movie? And
yeah.
I tell them how great it is, or I tell them how great this restaurant is. I'm not recruiting them to that restaurant.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not recruiting them to that movie. I'm just introducing them to something that I think was awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
And I encourage them to take a look at it as well. You know, right. So I don't look at this as when I go out and talk to agents about EXP, I'm not recruiting them into EXP. I'm introducing them to something that I was excited about.
Yeah.
And if they see the same excitement, awesome.
Right.
If they don't, that's okay too.
Yeah.
Right? You know, because I'm not a recruiter. And I still am not. So
Yeah. I think for me it was just the opportunity and the fact that, listen, I can take my business to a different level without having to worry about the overhead. I remember at one point, you know, when we were an independent brokerage, Rami had said, he's like, listen, maybe eventually we'll open up a secondary office. And I'm like, don't look at me. Do not look at me for any type of support in that matter, aside from going into that office and working every day. I was like, don't look at me, because I do not want to deal with that headache. I left a career, you know, in corporate to get rid of that headache, to be able to say, I want to be my own boss. And in reality, as a realtor or a broker, that's what you are. You are your own boss. You decide what your 1099 is going to be at the end of the day. You decide what your income is going to be on a day-to-day basis. So for me, that was a big thing. You know, on a different note, it was just one of the, aside from all of that, one thing that really got to me was the people. The opportunity to work with top agents from around the country, which, you know, you don't really get to see that in a lot of other brokerages unless you go to, you know, a big event. But this, you know, as I learned more about it and interacted a little bit more with different individuals, it was like, hey, just go on social media and find somebody who's who's associated with EXP, and just reach out to them and started talking. And I think I reached out to 2-3 different individuals, and they were just like, yes, 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 go ahead, do this. This is why we did it. This is a great opportunity. Don't look back, you know, and they talked about how it affected their business in the long term.
Right. So how excited was you when you seen the first stocks hit the account? She was like, oh my God, I got stocks.
Well, I haven't received mine. My thing hasn't gotten updated yet. It should be getting updated this week.
So she just closed on a deal, and he's like, but it's in there, right? So, but she was very excited about that, and it's free. I mean, it's given to you.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just another way for me to say, hey, look, it's another savings I'm doing for my kids, right? In the long term, like my kids are young. I mean, you guys have a little bit older kids now, but my kids are young. So for me, it's like, all right, I still got another 15 years to go before they're going to hit college. So I need to start right now to save up for that college tuition, because colleges are expensive. And I know what I went through. You know, my parents were immigrant parents, and I had to work to pay for my college. And I did that. So I don't want to see my kids do it. So that having that stock option was a huge, huge benefit. It's like a cherry on top on a Sundae. You always enjoy it at the end. So.
Well said.
And the stocks are being given to you for doing things that you did at your other brokerages that you did not receive stock in. You know, because, you know, with this company, we're all, because of the stocks, we're all owners. Yeah. You know, I was telling somebody the other day, I said, listen, if you own Apple stock, don't you want to see Apple grow?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if you own stock in company A, you want to see company A grow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? We own a portion of this company through the stocks, and we want to see this company grow, and we're passionate about growing this company. Now, the biggest difference is the only way I can help Apple grow is to buy Apple products.
Yep.
I can help this company grow by my efforts, by introducing this to as many people as I possibly can, because I absolutely 1,000% believe two things. One, this is absolutely the future of real estate. And two, as we sit here today, you cannot put somebody in front of me that I don't think, and I can show them that EXP is better for what for them based on what they currently have. I don't care about your splits. I don't care if you're 100%. I was 100%. I own my own company, right? I don't care if you're on a 90-10, a 95-5. I don't care if you're getting 100% and you're only paying a $395 transaction fee. This company is better for you financially. I, at the end of the day, me and a lot of people that I know, not just me because I do a lot of production. There's a lot of people out there that don't do a ton of production that at the end of the day, the end of the year, I should say, will make more than 100% of their commission.
Yep.
So you can be at your 100% place plus and minus the $395 transaction fee. Or you can switch over to EXP, get all the tools that you need for free, and actually get more than 100% of your commission.
And consistently, right? It's not going to just happen in what this year and next year and next year, and keeps getting that reward that you always want, just like a broker. And that's what I said to a lot of people. I'm like, dude, you don't understand. Yesterday we had another agent join up, and you know, I'm like, when you pay that $16,000 or $8,000 if you're on a team, I'm like, guess who's actually getting paid? Yes, the company's going to take a portion, but guess what? People who have introduced you to them. And it's basically saying, thank you. You know, and I'm happy to close more deals under EXP. I'm like, let's go. People are excited about that because, you know, now we're actually helping the company. We're helping the agent. We're helping other families too as well. It just doesn't go to one broker and then, you know, they're the one who's reaping reward, or their investors or anybody in the back. So, you know, overall, at the end of the day, every transaction matters. Every transaction matters, not just to one individual, at least 7, 8, 10, 15 families that's going to get affected. Forget about the buyers and sellers. I'm talking about the upline or what we call our organization. They're all going to be affected, and they're all going to say thank you to you. All the blessings are going to come. And David, I know you're going to give me a lot of blessings this year.
and vice versa, my friend, and vice versa.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well. She's part of the family. Absolutely. You know, the other day, I mean, actually this morning, I was talking to my wife. She is not licensed, right? She has zero interest in real estate, right? And I'm fine with that, right? I mean, she's a teacher at heart, and she doesn't want to do anything with real estate. However, I'm going to build this organization to the point where I'm receiving this residual income, and I'm going to build it to where I'm, you know, my goal is 10, 15, 20 grand a month in residual income. But let's say I only get it to 4 grand, which I'm already there. I'm already at like 30. I think this month, the revenue check to me was like $3,500. Okay. And I've been in the company 4 months, maybe 5. Maybe, wow. This may be the 5th month, right?
Amazing.
With very little effort, to be honest with you. So if I pass away, and I told her, I said, and this is a morbid conversation, but if I pass away, I want that money to continue to go to you.
Yeah.
Yep. So my wife can continue doing what she's doing, and the money that the efforts that I'm putting in today, if something happens to me, will go to her. If I wasn't with EXP,
yep,
and something happened to me, the income is now zero because we're not selling any more houses because David's not around,
yep,
to sell any more houses. To me, that is huge.
Yeah, it's really big.
I'm leaving something to my family after I'm gone, and hopefully that never happens. But, you know, we all have insurance for a reason.
Right.
We have health insurance. We have car insurance. We have life insurance. We have insurance just in case.
Just in case.
Yep. EXP gave me the just in case opportunities that I don't have even owning my own brokerage. You know, I own my own brokerage, and if I pass away, will people, well, you know, still, you know. No, I have to be there to run that brokerage.
Yep.
Now I don't.
Right.
These agents are going to continue to sell because they're just working at EXP, and they're going to sell, and they're going to provide for their family. So now my family is going to be provided for even if I'm not around. That was huge to me.
Yeah.
Plus the stocks.
Yeah.
Of course. And I think that you know, it just means, give you an example. Like, I had a conversation with an agent I met last week, and he was an associate broker for the longest time. He's like, I have no interest of owning my own brokerage. And I'm like, so why did you open one? He's like, because the broker that I was with retired and closed shop. He's like, I was with him for 20 plus years.
Mm. Wow.
The broker just got too old to do anything and wanted to just close shop and enjoy the retirement. And he's like, and I'm still working and I still have clientele.
Yeah.
I want to continue servicing them. He's like, and that's why I had to go become a broker, and because I didn't want to join somebody else. I just wanted to go, you know, cater to my people. And I said, well, this is why I joined. I was like, these are the reasons why I joined EXP. And he's like, all right, we need to sit down and talk. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, and I, you know, I've got a work family as well. And I know Rummy does as well. We've got agents that rely on us. Yeah. And again, if something happens to me, yes, my family is affected, but my work family is affected too. Okay. My agents that work at my brokerage, their livelihood's going to go way down.
Yeah.
Because I'm the one that generates the leads and the opportunities for these agents. And if I'm not there to do that and to spend the money and do the things that I do to generate these leads, then their financial income is going to drastically change as well. And now being part of EXP, they have, you know, the same opportunities that anybody has to kind of build their own individual organization. I actually had an agent that has only been in the business about maybe 7 or 8 months. I think she joined, or she got her real estate license like in March or April, I can't remember. And she had a client that was here in Charlotte that was moving to North Dakota. Okay, so we sold their house here in North Dakota. We researched agents in North Dakota to figure out who was a good agent to help them purchase a home up in North Dakota, because, you know, sometimes hiring an agent can be like Russian roulette, right? You never know what you're going to get. So we did the vetting for our seller that was moving to North Dakota. And that agent had a conversation with the agent in North Dakota about EXP, got me on the phone, so because I can explain it a lot better than this agent because she's fairly new to the industry. And I explained it, and that agent in North Dakota is now joining EXP.
Wow.
So we have an agent that's been licensed for 4 months that now is making residual income from sales that are happening in North Dakota. She doesn't even know where North Dakota is.
I was trying to think where it was.
Yeah. You know, hey, I'm from Indiana, so I can make fun of North Dakota. Nobody knows where Indiana is, right? So that's the power of EXP. We now have a new agent. And here's the nice thing, too, is when that North Dakota agent starts to, you know, attract people into EXP, whether it's North Dakota or maybe that North Dakota agent has somebody in Hawaii or in Canada, and they attract them into the business. Now I've got this brand new agent now is making money on sales in North Dakota and making sales in Hawaii or Canada or wherever else. It's a web that sometimes once it gets going, it's almost hard to control, which is awesome.
Yep.
And we're talking about a brand new agent that is just gotten into the business.
And yep. Then that's the beauty. You're not doing anything. You don't have to keep track of, oh my God, nope, I got to call this person and see how their business is going. Because if they don't do good, I'm not going to do good. It's just like the domino effect, because they're going to do a certain amount of business regardless, right?
That's right.
And then they're going to bring in people that are going to do a certain amount of business regardless. And yep, all you are doing on the top is just benefiting from, you know, the overall production.
That's right. We're changing lives, man. I mean, you know, one of the reasons I tell people all the time, there's multiple reasons. But one of the main reasons that I wanted to, the value that I saw with EXP was the training for newer agents, mm-hmm, right? Now, older agents, and I don't mean older, I mean agents that have been in the business a while, or really high producing agents still need to do training.
Yeah.
I always say, if you didn't learn something today, you were not listening. Every day you have an opportunity to learn something. And do not think that I, been in business 20 years, cannot learn from an agent that got their license yesterday. Because I can. Right? Now, I probably can teach that person more, but I doesn't mean I can't learn something from that new agent. Right. So with EXP, you've got this opportunity for this world-class training that I'm telling you right now, I can argue with anybody in the world about how the training at EXP is better than any other brokerage out there, period. I was with the company that is known to be a training real estate company, the largest real estate company today in the world, and it's not even close to comparison.
And why is that, David? I mean, since you're on that topic, somebody would have that question, and if I was sitting back, but why is that? Why are they so much better than anybody else?
If I'm working in an office, and let's say that office is big, let's say it's a huge office, right? I'm working for, you know, I was working for KW, okay? Great, great real estate company. And it was one of the largest offices that KW had in the world. It's actually the number one producing KW office in the world in Charlotte, North Carolina. Okay. And Austin, Texas, and Charlotte was 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, right? But the last couple of years, Charlotte has been 1. They had over 600 agents. They had some really, really good agents. They did. And they still do, right? And if a new agent came in and wanted to learn, they wanted to do some training, they would have to look at the training schedule. The training schedule was fairly limited, right? They would have to, so let's say that there was a training on how to generate seller leads from Facebook.
Right.
Or social media training, okay? They, KW as a whole, would find somebody within that 600 agents. Now remember, that's the largest. Most KW offices have 40, 30, 40, 50 agents max. This one happened to have 600. They would find somebody that's willing to train. First of all, they got to find somebody that's willing to train. Second of all, they got to wouldn't it train their competition? Because let's face it, those 600 agents compete against each other. Yep. You can act like they don't all day long. You can act like you're one big family. You compete against each other, period. You do. So you got to find an agent that's willing to train. You got to find an agent that's really good at social media that is willing to train. Then you got to go then you got to book a room, which is pretty easy in the office, right? Have people come to the office and then that person does the training. That's fantastic. That really is a good way to do it. Mm-hmm. Well, the way to do it now with EXP is you've got 16,000 as of today. We've got 16,000 agents at EXP. You've got 16,000 agents. All of us are willing to train. It's not hard to find somebody to train at EXP, and here's why. We want the company to grow. Nice. We are vested in this company. We want agents to get better. It just feels massively different for me training somebody here than when I was at KW or Remax.
Right.
I say this all the time. I feel bad for saying this, but I didn't want to do training at KW and Remax because I felt like I was training my competition. Right? Now, not everybody feels that way, but I did. And sometimes I feel bad for thinking that way.
No, that's fine.
At EXP, I'm training a partner.
Right.
They're helping this company grow, and I can only benefit from that. So you've got 16,000 agents to choose from that's really good at social media. Almost every single one of them are going to be willing to train. Right? So now you're getting the best of the best of the best.
Right.
That's going to do that social media training. And you can do the training in your pajamas. You don't have to drive to the office. You don't have to fly somewhere to do a training class. You log into the computer. You walk your little avatar into the auditorium. You sit down. You listen to a live training class. Your little avatar can raise their hand and ask a question. It is no different than – the only difference is we're at home in our pajamas.
Yep.
Learning from the best of the best.
Yep, that's it.
And then we leave that auditorium and we walk our little avatar over to another auditorium or to, you know, wherever, another training class, and we get trained on, listing presentations or buyer presentations or how to generate buyer leads from Facebook. Again, from the best of the best. That's why the training was exciting for me.
And that they will choose those people to be trained. You just cannot be...
That's right. They have to. That's a good point. I mean, those agents have to be icon agents.
Yeah. Good. Okay.
Which means they're iconic. They've been in the business a long time, and they do typically at least 30 transactions a year. So at KW, there's been times where I would walk into a training class, and the person up there doing training
only did two or three deals. Yeah,
they did two or three deals last year. Four deals, five deals, six, eight deals last year. No disrespect to that person, because I can still learn from that person. I know I can.
Right.
I know I can learn from that person. But if I can go to a social media training in my pajamas and learn from somebody from Scottsdale, Arizona, or Des Moines, Iowa, or somewhere in New Jersey or Florida or Ohio that does 100 transactions a year, I think I would rather go to that training.
And on top of that, if you think about it, I go to a lot of conferences. And Kavita knows that because I just booked another one, right? So I go to a lot of conferences. I had coaches. And I'm not... saying you don't need a coach, but I am saying that, if you could get that training from a particular person already that's doing it, hey, listen, you just save yourself some money too as well.
Another point, coaches are $1,000 a month. That's expensive. And some of them are $1,500. That's expensive.
Yeah. And some are even more. So again, the basics and even advanced, we have those trainings. I know we have X Camp in workplace and it's amazing. And I was amazed about it. And I'm pretty savvy on the internet and I was really, really amazed. Another reason is also, and Kavita have been there because when I first started, I had Boomtown. I was not the first few people, but I think one of the few people that had Boomtown in the beginning in my area. We started that system. Then we had Sync. Then we had something else. Now, Kavita, and she could explain that on her own words, but at one point, it was really expensive to get them, right? And now she has the exact same KV Core system, right? Which I know a lot of people want to, they're raving about it. So, now she has the exact same system and still could tomorrow get up and she wants to do her own team. She wants to branch out. She definitely can. Right. So, and with very low cost, and that's really, really important to help her make more deals. Right. Kavita, you want to add something to that?
No, absolutely. I think the benefits, there are so many benefits, you know, after joining EXP that I have come to know about a lot more, more in detail than I did before. And as I go along, and I'm sitting back and I'm just amazed that, look, if I was to go ahead and do this on my own for any crazy reason whatsoever, I would be bleeding. I literally would be bleeding. And for someone like me, you know, who is just like, dude, I just want to go show houses and sell them.
Right.
That's all I want to do. Right. I want to get on the phone with these buyers, meet them, show them houses, and get to the closing table. So for me, it was just like, it's not worth it.
That's 95% of our business.
Exactly. You know,
people that just want to help people buy and sell homes.
Yeah. And then, of course, yeah, you do need to have a database in the back end. I do believe you need to have a system. And as I'm learning more and more about KV Core, from the cost aspect of it, for the amount that we're spending every month, which is included, right? It's a very low cost. It's already part of our monthly payment of what is, I don't even know how much we pay every month.
$85 a month.
Yeah, $85. See, I don't even know.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, so for me, I'm just like, holy cow, like, because I've seen firsthand, I've experienced, even though I didn't write the check, Rummy wrote the check, I know what the cost was for Boomtown, for Compang.
$1,500 a month.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I'm like, holy cow, like, that's a lot of money. Yeah. You know, like,
we're getting this basically the same system.
Exactly. You
know, for, I mean, realistically, we're getting it for free.
For free. Yes. Yeah.
We do have an $85 a month where we have to pay the broker EXP $85 a month, whether you sell something or not. But I don't really know too many brokerages that don't have some type of fee.
Okay, but
they don't provide any technology at all.
But think about it this way. I mean, in our area, an average sale, right, is what, $400,000, $500,000? The money that you're spending every month, $85 times 12, you're going to make that money back with your one transaction.
Yeah.
Do the math.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to the office. You don't have to have the overhead. Sit at home. All you need is a good internet service, a good laptop, and phone. That's all you need.
Well said. Well said.
Awesome.
On that note, Kavita, thank you. David, thank you so much, guys. Everyone listening out there, thank you. Share this podcast with everyone. Kavita, if somebody wants to reach you and just pick your brain and why they, you know, if somebody had a question about EXP or buyer side, I know you do great on the buyer side. How can they reach you?
They can call me directly on my cell phone. My number is 914-330-1121. Or you can visit me on my Instagram, Facebook, Twitter page. It's Kavita_AS or Kavita Soman.
We have all the links on the bottom. Thank you, guys. David, any last words?
No, that's it, man. Let's go sell some houses.
All right, guys. Have an amazing day. Thank you so much. Take care.
Appreciate it. Take care, guys.
Be advised that the topics and contents discussed in this podcast are opinions intended as general information based on personal accounts and experiences by the host Rami Dinoa and his guests. We recommend that listeners seek professional advice or research before making a business decision. This podcast is produced separately and independently from EXP Realty and is not sponsored or funded by EXP Realty.